KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have partly cloudy skies at 75 degrees. We look for increasing cloudiness today. It should be hot and humid. There's a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly later this afternoon. Some of those could produce heavy rain. A flash flood watch will be in effect beginning at 4 p.m. and through 7 a.m. on Sunday for most of the listing area, including Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, Cass, Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, and Fremont counties. Anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of rain are possible over the watch area. In addition, there is a heat advisory in effect for Dallas and Madison counties in our listening area from noon today until 7 p.m. In our news, the Atlantic Police Department Friday released a report on arrests that covered the period from June 18th through the 27th. This past Wednesday, 54-year-old Dick Cook of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for violation of a no-contact order, and 38-year-old Melissa Wheeler of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for forgery. Both were booked into the Cass County Jail. Last Monday, 49-year-old Tammy Sempeck of Atlantic was arrested on a Montgomery County warrant for failure to appear in court. Sempeck was being held in the Cass County Jail until she was transferred to the Montgomery County Jail. On June 23rd, 19-year-old Summer Wickham of Omaha was arrested in Atlantic on Nebraska warrants for possession of a controlled substance. And on June 18th, 54-year-old Elvin Shrimpton of Council Bluffs was arrested on a Cass County warrant for domestic abuse assault. Wickham and Shrimpton were booked into the Cass County Jail. The Union County Sheriff's Office reports 20-year-old Kessler Allen Tomas of Creston was arrested at around 1:50 a.m. Friday. Tomas was taken into custody for OWI second offense. He was later released from the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Thursday night of a man from Pottawatomie County on drug charges. 27-year-old Clayton Morris Scott of Council Bluffs was arrested in the vicinity of 221st and 225th Streets at around 9:50 p.m. for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Scott's bond was set at $1,300. A man from Madison County died Friday afternoon during a single-vehicle rollover accident in northeast Iowa. The Iowa State Patrol reports 72-year-old Richard L. Martin of Earlham, who was wearing his seatbelt, died at the hospital in Waverly after the 2004 Ford Ranger he was driving crashed at around 2:11 p.m. on Friday. The patrol says Martin was traveling north on Highway 218 in Bramer County when, for reasons unknown, his pickup left the road and entered a ditch at the Janesville interchange. The truck rolled several times before coming to rest in the ditch. The accident remains under investigation. And a man has survived after being partially submerged in grain at a co-op near Boone. Jim Turbus reports from Boone.
The Boone Fire Department was called to the Landis Elevator east of Boone early Friday morning to help an employee that had become trapped in a pile of corn. When the on-duty crew arrived on the scene, a conscious individual was found partially buried in an outdoor grain storage area. Rescue efforts were underway by facility staff and a Boone County deputy sheriff. The responding fire department crew was able to use their grain rescue equipment along with the Landis equipment and were able to rescue the unidentified individual from the corn. No serious injuries were reported. I'm Jim Turbus.
The Cass County Board of Supervisors, minus Mark Wiedemeyer, met Friday morning in Atlantic during a regularly scheduled session. According to Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman, during the meeting, Dave Sturm with Snyder & Associates filed an aid application for partial payment on the URA, or Urban Renewal Area, road paving construction project. The board then motioned for and approved Manette's Incorporated application for partial payment number 8 on the Glacier to Buck Creek to Echo Road paving project in the amount of $232,263.90. County Engineer Charles Bechtold then reviewed current road projects before the supervisors, and the board approved an application for a permit to display fireworks. The permit was granted to Ron Schroeder of Lyman for the display of fireworks on July 3rd. Auditor Sunderman reported that a resolution for end of fiscal year budget considerations was necessary, and the board unanimously approved a motion to adopt the resolution to amend expense appropriations for fiscal year 2017-18. An earlier resolution directed that a loan amount in the amount of $350,000 be advanced for the funding of projects in the 2017 Cass County Agribusiness Urban Renewal Area to be repaid from future incremental property tax revenues that will be derived from the urban renewal area. The amended resolution allows a county budget transfer adjustment or change in transfer and loan authority for fiscal year 2018 as follows: transfer $350,000 from the Fund 26,000 Local Option Sales Tax Fund to Fund 34,000 2017 Cass County Agribusiness Urban Renewal Capital Projects Fund. The resolution was adopted on Friday. The Cass County Supervisors also conducted the second and final hearing on a reading on a proposed amendment to Ordinance Number 7. Hearing or receiving no objections, the board elected to waive a third hearing and to adopt the amendment to Ordinance 7 by striking all the text in the current Ordinance 7 Veterans Emergency Assistance Program and replacing it with new text, a copy of which is on file at the county auditor's office. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds on Friday announced the persons who will be filling Iowa's boards and commissions. Among the area appointees who are unpaid and not subject to Senate confirmation is Misty Gray and Catherine Summers of Atlantic. They will serve on the Southwest Regional STEM Advisory Board, along with Luann Langle of Manning, Tom Lazan of Creston, Jason Plurty of Council Bluffs, and Josh Shatava of Clarinda. You can see all the rest of the appointees to those boards and commissions under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. An official with Oneida Municipal Utilities said Friday that a boil water advisory issued on Tuesday has been lifted. The advisory was issued after water pressure in the system was lowered as crews were replacing a valve on the water tower. And it was a precautionary measure over concerns that bacteria may have entered the system during the low pressure event. But again, the boil water advisory in Oneida is no longer in effect and you may resume water usage as normal. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported 18-year-old Jordan Lynette K. Hill of Atlantic had turned herself into the jail Tuesday on a Cass County warrant for 6 counts of burglary of a motor vehicle and 1 count of theft in the third degree. 2 minors were also charged in juvenile court. A 16-year-old male was charged 3 counts of burglary of a motor vehicle and 1 count of theft in the fourth degree. And a 17-year-old female was charged with 6 counts of burglary of a motor vehicle and theft in the third degree. Hill was booked into the Cass County Jail and later released on a $2,000 bond. Also arrested on Tuesday was a 16-year-old male on charges of operating a motor vehicle without permission and possession of marijuana first offense. The juvenile was taken to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs and was being held there. On Wednesday, Cass County deputies arrested 35-year-old Nicole Marie Wagner of Atlantic on a Pottawatomie County warrant. She was taken into custody and bounded out on the warrant Thursday. 32-year-old Jason George Massman of Claremont was arrested Wednesday in Cass County on a felony drug tax stamp violation charge, as well as possession with the intent to deliver tramadol, OWI second offense, unlawful possession of a prescription drug, and possession of marijuana first offense. Massman was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on a $10,000 bond. And Thursday, Cass County deputies arrested 26-year-old Destiny Jo Fuller of Griswold on a charge of driving while barred. She was brought to the Cass County Jail and released Friday on her own recognizance. Taking a look at the funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Catherine Gall, age 52 of Omaha, died Sunday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. A memorial service for Catherine Gall will be today at 10:30 at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Michael Hespin, age 62 of Marnie, died Monday in Carroll. A gathering of family and friends of Michael Hespin will be this afternoon from 2 until 5 o'clock at the Marnie Roadhouse. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Margaret Clifford, age 95 of Guthrie Center, died Monday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Margaret Clifford will be this Monday at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Dorothy King, age 99 of Atlantic and formerly of Lewis, died Wednesday. And funeral services for Dorothy King will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Lavere May Anderson, age 82 of Denison, died June 24th. Funeral services for Lavere Anderson will be Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Daryl Knopp, age 80 of Atlantic, died June 20th. A celebration of life for Daryl Knopp will be on Tuesday from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Florence Cook, age 90 of Stewart, died June 25th. A memorial mass for Florence Cook will be July 7th at 10 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. And Toby Henningsen, age 87, a recent resident of Atlantic, died Thursday in Elkhorn at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Toby Henningsen will be held July 7th at 10:30 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.